With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God, Power 93.5, the power lines are going insane. We cannot keep up with the volume of calls that are coming into the studio right now. There are good men in this city that love their women, that if they buy another woman a drink, does not mean that there's another trigger or another domino about to fall. And it's time, high time, that someone like me stood up and said, enough is enough.
I like how you really stood up.
Thank you.
High time.
869-1093. Real Women of Wichita. Speak up.
I'm with you here, man.
Thank you.
Like they went to the motel or nothing. What is a drink?
Yes.
What's a drink? And a friend is a friend. It doesn't matter if it was a dude or a girl or whoever. A drink is a drink.
Thank you, girl. And I want you to know, let's make plans. Let's hook up tonight and I'll buy you a drink.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You know, what is that? So what?
But
you know
what?
Basically, she's asking. Hey, can I buy you a drink? And she's like, yeah. Sure.
But in all fairness,
there's no foul in that.
Wouldn't Nicole know about it, though? Your wife would know about it.
Oh.
Well, and what did she need to know that he bought a drink? He should have went on when he left. He should have left when everybody else left, but he was still hanging around. Try to chill. And here he asked her, does she want a drink? And she was like, yeah, sure.
Hey, excuse me.
I don't think it was nothing after that. I think it was just, you know, just somebody you bought a drink for.
You're
so
right.
You know,
you're right.
You're not with your business.
However, I just heard from my wife, tonight's not a good night for me.
I bet no night is a good night. Am I right?
Yeah. No, he wasn't trying to take the woman off to the crib.
Yeah, thank you, girl. Thank you.
I think that they would have left on after that. You know what I'm saying? All he did was bought a drink. You know, yeah. But that was his mistake by using his credit card, old fool. You know, if he was going to do it like that, he should have just went on and just got paid cash. But you don't know.
Yeah.
He wanted to impress her. Like, hey, I'll get you a drink.
Yeah, so if you're going to be a player, know how to play.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are saying.
That's how we got caught up.
Thank you so much.
There you go, Hick.
Yeah, see, I got some love right there. Some support.
Yeah.
Hello, Power 93.5, Real Women of Wichita. Speak to me.
I am a real woman of Wichita.
Yes.
And I will tell you that I don't think it's a precursor.
Yes.
It depends on the other party.
Stop.
Now, let me tell you, the only problem I have with this situation is the fact that when he was first asked,
he lied.
He did not go ahead and fess up then.
Thank
but
you.
But that still does not mean that it was a precursor. You have to look at the whole situation.
Thank
not
you.
There's three sides to every story. His, hers, and the truth.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you. And I think when he first answered, he was a little bit confused. He wasn't sure what she was asking, and then he figured it out.
Don't coddle him.
Well, and it could be too. I mean, you don't know the whole situation. It could be a situation where maybe something did happen in the past and he did not want her to think that something else was going on.
Yeah.
Or maybe she is the controlling type to where if he would have told her, she would have just flown off the handle and went crazy with it.
That's it.
So you have to look at the whole situation. I'm not saying, you know, it all depends too on what the woman looks like, what he looks like. And if it was a $7
for
the wine.
Well, yeah, okay, that's it. You said enough. Thank you for calling. Okay?
Thank you.
She's trying to mess things up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.